Mike Zieri is the Director of Public Policy with Equality Illinois. He's been with the group since 2015, just after same-sex marriage became legal nationwide. He says some legislators and advocates at the time asked him what was left to fight for. His answer? A lot.
No way were we done in 2015, and in no way are we done in 2021.
Illinois has continued to pass LGBTQ plus affirming legislation since. In 2019, for example, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill requiring public schools to teach LGBTQ plus history. And two LGBTQ plus bills have already been introduced in this year's General Assembly session. One bill would make it easier for transgender and intersex people to change the gender on their birth certificate. The current law requires a statement from a healthcare professional. The version proposed in the State House right now would remove that requirement altogether. Lars Avis, a trans man who's the secretary for Peoria Proud, says the bill would have made his transition easier. He says the bill is a matter of safety, especially for people who haven't been able to get their gender marker changed.
That could be concerning if you're applying to jobs you don't necessarily want to out yourself just by applying to a job.
Ghirlandi Guidetti, an attorney with ACLU Illinois, says the bill is a high priority for the group.
A lot of what we want to do in this space is eliminate those barriers, make it easier for people to obtain the documents that they need to live their lives authentically.
Avis says the bill makes the process more inclusive and accessible.
I don't think there needs to be any prerequisites like that, just you saying, yes, this is me, and this is what I want my birth certificate to be changed to.
Democratic lawmakers in the State House and Senate also reintroduced the REACH Act this month. It would require age-appropriate sex education in Illinois public schools. The bill calls for instruction that's inclusive of, quote, people of diverse sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions. Mike Zieri says the bill's been a top priority since last year's session.
In Illinois, only 10% of LGBTQ students receive any kind of LGBTQ inclusive sex ed. And we want to change that.
And Avis says he thinks everyone should be able to have a chance to learn about those topics in a classroom setting.
We were never really taught about what it means to be LGBTQ. I mainly learned that from my friends and people I knew in the community itself.
Meanwhile, the General Assembly's horizons continue to expand. The State Senate welcomed its first openly gay member when Michael Simmons was sworn in earlier this month to replace Heather Staines. State Representative Kelly Cassidy was also in the running for that State Senate seat. She's also a part of the General Assembly's LGBTQ plus caucus. She says while that group has become fairly representative, outreach is still a vital part of their work.
We have to always be reaching out and making sure that beyond our district to our larger queer community statewide, that we are not just representing our districts, but all of the folks who look to us statewide to make sure that we're hearing their voices.
And she says there's plenty more legislation to come, even with the progress that's been made.
That leaves a lot of space for folks who don't have the organized institutional voices of sort of the larger queer groups in need still.
The work continues even beyond the General Assembly. Take groups like Peoria Proud. They've had to adjust their community events and outreach as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. Nicole Morrow is the former president of Peoria Proud. She says the pandemic has hit the LGBTQ plus community particularly hard.
We're seeing a lot of impact with COVID on mental health and feelings of isolation and lack of connectivity. So we're really seeing a lot of gaps where we should be doing some things better.
As for Equality Illinois' Mike Zieri, he says it's important that, on the whole, Illinois keeps moving forward.
We are a state that has a strong tradition of equality and justice and equity. We don't always get it right as a state, but we keep working towards those goals.
I'm Christine Hatfield.